Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The UN Human Rights Committee, so-called, has formally excluded an unborn child from the right to life. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, despite pleas from more than 100 governments and pro-life organizations, including the United States and Poland, the UN Human Rights Committee has excluded unborn children from the right to life in international law in its meeting in Geneva. This is, you know, almost to be expected for this worthless institution, and it's no wonder why our ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, has been continually blasting the United Nations, particularly with regards to its ill treatment of Israel, but also its just absolute nonsense that it does with regards to these political and social issues.
Yeah, and instead, the committee added language saying that access to killing your child to abortion is not just a right under the covenant, but that it must also be affordable and effective. So they, in fact, went the opposite direction, saying it's a right to kill unborn children.
Well, this one of the members said, of course, we have agreed that it's up to the states to make the determination of when life begins. I'm like, hello? Only God is very clear about when life begins in conception.
Yeah, you know, there's no dispute anymore medically when life begins. Mm. Life begins at the moment of fertilization at conception. When the sperm and the egg join together, that's when a human life begins, because that's where you have a unique identifiable DNA that's separate from the mother, that is unique from anyone before, that already has locked into that DNA what they're going to be in terms of their eye color, their hair color. All of that has been already determined at that moment of conception. The only difference between that moment and you and I is time. That's the only difference. That's when life begins. And certainly when you're moving through the trimester system, you know, when are they going to say that there's a human life?
Right.
Is it one day before? Is it the same day of the birth? Is that a human life just because it breathes air outside of the womb, whereas it's actually having air put into its bloodstream inside the womb? Does that make it different? Isn't one life and the other human life too? But they're so radical that they won't recognize it at any time of the gestational time in the mother's womb.
But it's like scientists say, bacteria on Mars is life, but yet a child in the womb is not life. You see how ridiculous that is?
Yeah, you know, this is just, Matt, another one of these situations of the United Nations. And, you know, some people that I know call it the United Nonsense.
Yeah.
It really is.
Right.
It's a worthless institution that has outlived its effectiveness and usefulness.
And meanwhile, you know, back stateside here in the United States, what a difference a new administration makes with the Trump Department of Health and Human Services recognizing, simply acknowledging that life does begin at conception and life is defined as such in HHS materials now. Boy, that's a big difference from the Obama administration.
Yeah, and in fact, you know, the committee actually added language about access to abortion not just being a right under the so-called covenant of rights here, but also that it must be affordable and effective, as you know, these abortion groups, Planned Parenthood and others like them, recommended to the committee. So they're not going to recognize the humanity of the child, but they will recognize that there is some universal human right to affordable and effective abortion. I mean, some of these people, Yuval Shani, he's an Israeli law professor. He was part of this drafting. He mocked the pro-life concerns as the committee rushed through a second reading of the controversial commentary on the right to life and what is perhaps the most important, you know, UN treaty. This particular treaty sets forth these so-called universal human rights. He's been in charge of the draft for 2 years. He's the one who pushed it through. You would think of all people that Jews or people that live in Israel would be pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunately not true. What you find are people who are religious or orthodox, observant. They believe in the Judeo values of human life, that life is precious and it's created by God. But most of the Jews, even in Israel, are secular, and they're coming from a very secular perspective. And so abortion is a real problem in Israel. And unfortunately, it's shameful that this professor is part of this tragedy at the United Nations. But he's not the only one. This was a committee made up of 18 members, came up with this unbelievable tragedy of a position regarding human life.
And the UN has a history of this. Whereas they're supposed to ostensibly protect children, the UN targets children on the sexual issues with comprehensive sex education, agreeing with Alfred Kinsey's fraudulent research that they're essentially sexual from birth. I mean, the UN has really been taken over in many regards by just radical sexual anarchists and pro-abortionists.
Yeah, and this Israeli professor, law professor, says, we don't want to touch the issue of late-term abortions. You know, he doesn't want to deal with that issue.
Yeah.
No one on the UN committee wanted to deal with the issue. They didn't have any of their so-called experts express any concern for children in the womb capable of feeling pain.
Yeah, who's speaking on their behalf?
They didn't want to do that. They didn't want to talk about the science of children being able to feel pain, incredible pain, because they're more sensitive to pain at that early age of their life. Didn't want to even talk about late-term abortions because they know that that's their Achilles heel. They can't justify late-term abortions. They can't continue to say that we don't know when human life begins. We know that they don't want to address that because that's their Achilles heel. So they just simply ignore it. It's kind of like the U.S. Supreme Court in 1973 with its so-called abortion decision. The majority opinion says, we don't need to address the issue of when life begins. Well, you know what? Mm. That is the central issue.
Right.
In 1973, the Supreme Court dodged the central issue. This law professor and the UN dodged the issue because they didn't want to look at late-term abortions. There's an Italian professor that commented, says, well, I'm very sensitive to my conscience. Yeah, right. He says, his conscience is not troubled at all by abortion, but it is troubled with regards to women being able to abort their children in cases of rape, disability, or when the mother's life is at risk. That's what troubles his conscience. But aborting a child, dismembering it, destroying it, even in late term, apparently doesn't trouble this person's conscience.
You know, if they showed that movie that you saw, Matt, years ago when you were a pastor, that really changed your heart about abortion, I'm sure that would probably prick their conscience a little bit more.
You know, you would think, you would hope, people who haven't seared their conscience and they become so jaded that they've actually suppressed their conscience so much. Anybody who looks at abortion objectively with an open mind cannot come away believing and thinking that abortion is okay through all 9 months of pregnancy. You just simply can't do it. You know, this UN even ignored the so-called Convention of Rights of the Child, which expressly requires states to protect children
right
before birth. Before birth. Well, you know, that's just an inconvenient issue for them, so they just ignored that as well.
And so they're supporting the global abortion holocaust that continues with hundreds of millions of babies killed worldwide.
Yeah, the only hiccup in this so far, it was the UN Committee on Disabilities asked that the draft be changed to avoid expressions that demean the disabled. What can you say about the United Nations? It really is time for us to just defund this worthless bureaucracy that really accomplishes nothing. You know, the refugee camps of the United Nations are unfortunately jokes. They put refugees in places where they're vulnerable. They don't protect persecuted Christians. That's why you don't see Christians from Syria and Iraq, some of those places where they have been displaced, running to these UN refugee camps because they're just not safe. The UN needs to be challenged. I'm glad that the Trump administration and Ambassador Nikki Haley are expressing strong dissent against the UN, but we need to just simply defund them. Our money can be best used elsewhere. Join Liberty Council as we stand and advance human life. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We have a lot of resources there online for you that you can ultimately go to on our webpage. There's a section on abortion. I encourage you to check it out. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your financial support. The website is lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.